让我有这个机会和大家分享主的话语。
If we can bow one more time before God.
我们在主面前，我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you.
天父阿爸，我们赞美你。
You created this world.
你创造了这个天地。
And you sent us your Son.
你把你的独生子赐给我们。
To die for us.
为我们而死。
To pay for our sins.
为我们的罪来赎回。
To give us eternal life.
给我们永生。
And to worship the living God.
来敬拜这位永活的主。
And again, you brought us here.
你把我们来到带到这里。
To offer songs of worship.
让我们可以用赞美的敬拜赞美的诗来敬拜你。
But also to offer our lives as worship.
而且把我们的生命摆上作为我们的敬拜。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to us this morning.
我们祷告圣灵今天特别对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.It was more about a couple years ago I came here.
大概两年前我来到你们当中。
And shared about God's work in our lives.
和你们分享上帝在我们生命当中所做的工。
And in the lives of Muslims.
而且是在穆斯林当中的所做的工。
And it is good to be here again this morning.
今天很高兴能够和大家在一起。
And I know that 1 out of 7 people on earth are Chinese.
当然全世界大概七分之一的人口都是华人。
And so in heaven, there will probably 1 out of 7 will be Chinese.
所以在天堂里面可能七分之一人口也是华人。
And so the angels are learning Chinese right now.
所以天使可能也是在学中文。
And we know it's a difficult language.
我们也知道这个中文比较难学。
So it's taking some time for them to be prepared.
所以说他们要有一段时间去学中文。
But when they are ready, then it will be time to go home.
他们学好的话，我们都要回天家了。
And God has prepared your church here in Boston for a reason.
上帝把我们这个华人教会放在波士顿，他有自己的旨意。
Because the Lord wants you to be a blessing to the nations.
因为主要你们成为万国的祝福。
And so this morning we want to look at the faith of the centurion.
今天早上我们要看这个百夫长的信心这篇经文。
Because Jesus said, "I have not found a faith like him in Israel."
因为耶稣说我在以色列当中还没有找到有一个像这样有信心的人。
And we want to follow that example.
我们也要学他的榜样。
And I pray that this church would become a church of that kind of faith.
我的祷告就是这个教会要成为这个百夫长一样的教会。
Next slide. So, as we look at this passage,
当我们在看这段经文的时候
there are 3 points.
有三点我们需要去解释
This centurion's faith had authentic love for the people.
这个百夫长的信心，他有对人真诚的爱。
He had genuine humility before God.
在上帝面前，他有真正的谦卑。
And this centurion, he submitted to Christ's authority.
这个百夫长在上在耶稣面前，他有他的他有他的在主耶稣的权柄之下，他顺服。
And so, before we look at today's chapter,
在我们今天看今天经文之前。
I want to go back to the previous chapter.
我们看一下在第六章耶稣讲的经文。
And in chapter 6, Jesus starts teaching the people about what it means to be Christ's followers.
在第六章里边，主耶稣对众人讲，去服从基督是一个什么样的一个行为。
He begins to tell the people what it means.To know God and to love God.
他对他们说，一开始说，什么叫爱主？什么叫爱？与主同行。
He says, if you know God and love God, you cannot hate your enemies.
他说，假如说你知道主，你爱主的话，你就不会去恨你的仇敌。
He says to forgive them and love them.
他说，你要去饶恕他们，你要去爱他们。
And then at the end of chapter 6,
就在第六章的结束的时候
，He says these words.
他就说这些话。 他说你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？凡到我这里来听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，也他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子，深深的挖地，把根基安在磐石上，到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动。
So Jesus says, don't only listen to my words, obey them.
耶稣说不要只是听我的话，你要去做的行。
Put them in action.
做在行动上。
And then as an example, we learn about the centurion.
然后就用他用一个比喻让我们来看看这个百夫长的信心。
He's not a Jew.
他不是一个犹太人。
He's a Gentile.
他是一个外邦人。
He was a leader.
他是一位领袖。
He had 100 soldiers under him.
他下边有100个士兵。
He was probably a strong, big man.
他很有可能是一个很强壮、很大的一个伟大的一个人。
Probably killed a lot of people.
也可能在战场上杀了很多人。
Who were the enemies of his country.
杀了那些他国家的敌人。
And he came to this town called Capernaum as a foreign leader.
他来到这个镇加百农，加百农这个镇，他是作为一个从外边来的一个外国的领袖。
And he was ruling over the people.
他是掌管这一地。
And he could look down upon them.
他完全可以看着这些轻视他所他的他所辖制的人民。
He could mistreat them.
他可以去不是很善待他们，他可以去欺压他们。
But instead, he started helping them.
但是他去帮助这些人民。
Serving them.
他去服侍这些人。
And loving them.
爱这些人。
And so next slide. And so in this 10 verses that we read,
所以在这个这我们所读到这个十节经文里面，
we find that this centurion has a servant who is sick.
我们发现这个百夫长他有一个仆人生病了。
And this centurion was loyal to his servant.
但是这位百夫长对他的仆人很关怀。
He didn't throw him out just because he was sick.
他没有因为他的仆人是生病了就把他扔出去。
He wanted to take care of him.
他想去帮助他，他想去安慰他。
He wanted his servant healed.
他要他的仆人能够好。
So he heard about Jesus.
所以他听说有耶稣。
And he sent his Jewish friends to ask Jesus to come and heal his servant.
所以他请他犹太的朋友去问耶稣来医治他的仆人。
And the Jewish friends come to Jesus.
所以这些犹太的朋友就来去见耶稣。
And they say, please help him.
他们说请你来帮助他。
Even though he's a foreigner,
虽然他是一个外国人，
he loves our nation.
但是他爱我们国家，我们人民。
He built us our synagogue.
他为我们建会堂，下面一页。 他就是他们回去。他们到了耶稣那里就切切地求他说，你给他行这事是他所配得的，因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。
And when the Jewish elders use the word love,
当这个犹太的长老说爱这个词的时候，
the word that they used was agape love.
他们说这个爱是所谓的阿卡贝，神的爱，
which means unconditional love.
就只是没有条件没有选择的爱。
It's the same love that God showed us.
也是上帝给我们的爱。
When Jesus died on the cross,
就像耶稣死在十字架上上神的爱一样。
And so the Bible uses the same word,
所以在圣经里面用了就是这么一个字，
to describe the centurion,
来描述这个百夫长的爱。
How he loved the people of Israel,
他怎么爱以色列的人民。
And so he built them a synagogue,
所以他给他们建了一座会堂，
a place of worship,
那个可以敬拜的地方。
And they said, this man knows how to love us.
他们说这个人知道怎么来爱我们。
So please help him.
所以请你来帮助他。
And I wonder what your town will say. This town will say if this church one day closed the doors.
我不知道如果有一天这个教堂不在这里的或者关门的时候，我们镇上会怎么来看这个教堂。
If the people in this neighborhood will cry and say, I wish this church was still here.
或者是说这里的灵舍，这个教堂不在这里的时候，他们会很思念啊，这个教堂。
Because it blessed us.
因为这个教会曾经啊来祝福他们。
It helped us.
帮助他们。
Or will they say, I'm glad the church is closed?
哦，说不定他们会是不会不会说，哎呀，我们很高兴这个教会不会在不在这里了。
Because there was always traffic on Sunday morning.
因为礼拜天总是车来车往的。
What will this town say?
这个镇上的人会怎么说
？About your church?
对对，这个教会怎么说
？And Jesus tells us.
耶稣也这样跟我们说。
That if we know God.
假如我们认识神。
That if we really love God.
假如我们真的是爱神。
That we will also love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们也会爱我们的邻舍，就如爱我们自己一样。
And he also says.
他也说。
That he wants our light to shine to those around us.
他要我们的光能够照到周围的人。
That your good deeds,
你们的好行为
the way you love the people around this in this town,
你爱你们镇上这些邻居的时候
will bring glory to the Father.
要把荣耀归给神。
Just like this centurion,
就像这一位百夫长一样。
He helped a group of people that were not his.
他帮助一群不是他本乡本族的人。
And actually, he was ruling over them.
其实他是他们的他们的统治者。
But he decided to love and help them.
但是他决定要爱这些人来帮助他们爱他们。
And the people respected him.
所以人民很尊敬他。
Few years ago,
几年前
my wife and I, we started ESL classes in Leesburg, Virginia.
我太太和我在 Leesburg, Virginia 这个地方，我们开始了一个教英语给外国人教英语的这个计划。
And my wife met this woman and her son.
我太太就遇见了这位妇人和她的儿子。
They were from Egypt.
他们是从埃及来。
They were Muslims.
他们是穆斯林。
But they were homeless.
但是他们是无家，没有自己的家的。
Her own brother kicked her out of the house.
这位妇人的兄弟把她给赶出去。
And she had nowhere to go.
她没有地方去。
And so, my wife invited her to come to our English classes.
所以我太太就请她来到我们这个英文课程这个班上来。
And she started coming to church with us.
所以她开始跟着我们去教会。
And time to time, we would go with them to do grocery shopping.
我们也会跟他一起去买菜。
And they also needed help with their teeth, so we found a Christian dentist.
他们牙齿也需要帮忙，所以我们帮他们找到一位基督徒的牙医。
And she didn't have her visa.
而且她没有签证。
So she was an illegal immigrant.
所以实际上她是一个非法的移民。
And there was a Christian lawyer in our church.
在我们教会有一位基督徒的律师
，who helped her get her asylum status.
所以帮助她能够找到帮助建立一个难民身份的这样一个移民手续。
And she was able to work.
她也可以工作。
And after 2 months,
两个月以后
，this woman became a Christian.
她成为一位基督徒。
And next slide. And this is what she said.
这是她说的。
She said to my wife, "You are a mirror to your God."
她对我太太说，你是你的上帝的一面镜子。
You are a Christian.
你是基督徒。
I'm a Muslim.
我是穆斯林。
But you love me.
但你爱我。
And you help me.
你帮助我。
Your love, your God is a God of love.
你的上帝是一个有爱的上帝。
My God.
我的上帝
Muslim God
我的穆斯林的上帝
is a God of hate
是一个憎恨的上帝
I want to become a Christian
我要成为一位基督徒
So in this picture she and her son were baptized at a church
所以在这个照片里边她和她的儿子一起在教会里边受浸礼
AndMany years ago, when we first went to Uzbekistan,
很多年前我们刚刚到了乌兹别克斯坦的时候
I went to a small village.
我去一个小村庄里边
And there were Tajik Muslims.
他们是塔吉克的穆斯林
And as I was sitting there having tea with them,
我坐在那里和他们一起喝茶的时候，
they said, "Oh, you're from America."
他们说，哦，你从美国来。
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗？
And I said, "Yes."
我说是的。
And they said, "We know a very famous Christian."
他们说我们认识一个非常有名的基督徒。
And I was wondering, "Oh, I wonder whom they are talking about."
我在想他会说是他指是谁呢？
Maybe John Piper.
说不定是约翰 Piper
牧师 Tim Keller,
或者 Tim Keller 有名的牧师
Billy Graham
有名的传教士
But it wasn't any of them.
但这不是让他们当中任何一个人
Next slide. They said Mother Teresa.
他们说是 Teresa 什么修女 Teresa 修女
And I was surprised.
我很惊讶
And they said she gave her life for what she believed.
他们说他把他生命交给他所信仰的那一位。
She helped the orphans in India.
他帮助了印度的一些孤儿。
And they said, we don't have anyone like her in our religion.
他说我们在我们宗教里面没有一个人像他这样。
They said, our priests are not like that woman.
他说我们的祭司没有当中像他那一样的。
But this woman has truly shown the love of God.To other people.
但是这一位女性她真正是在对外邦的人 有她的爱
Next slide.
下面
And just last year this woman was a missionary to Pakistan
去年这位妇人她是去巴基斯坦的一位宣教士
And she began 157 clinics for lepers
她刚刚开始建立她第157个麻风诊所麻风病诊所
And when she died,
当她去世的时候
the whole nation of Pakistan wept.
整个巴基斯坦整个民众整个国家都为她哭泣
They're Muslims.
他们是穆斯林
She's a Christian.
她是基督徒
And they said, we have no one like her.
他们说我们当中没有一个人像她这样
And even the president said, we will give her a government funeral.
甚至巴基斯坦总统说我们要给她举行一次国葬
They were like examples.
他们就是这样的例子
of what Christ was to this world.
正像主耶稣对这个世界一样的例子一样。
Also, the centurion had genuine humility before God.
所以百夫长有是真正在上帝面前有他的真正的谦卑。
Next slide.
下面一个，下面一张。
And if you can read.
耶稣和他们同去，离那家不远。百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说：“主啊，不要劳动，因你到我舍下，我不敢当，我也自以为不配去见你。只要你说一句话，我的仆人就会好了。”
And the centurion knew that as a Gentile, he could not invite Jesus to his house.
这位百夫长也知道，他是一个外邦人，他没办法去邀请耶稣到他家中去。
There was the tradition. There was tradition of the Jews.
因为犹太人有这样的传统。
Jews and Gentiles could not sit together.
犹太人和外邦人不能坐在一起的。
And so he tells Jesus, "You don't have to come to my house."
所以他对耶稣说，你不需要到我家里来。
In the same way, you and I, we have to know where we came from.
同样的，我们也知道我们的背景是什么。
Ephesians chapter 2 says this.
以弗所书第二章这样说。下边一页。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那么我们在其中行事为人，继续今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
And the Bible tells us that we were all once.Living in darkness.
圣经跟我们说，我们以前都是在黑暗中行走。
Whether we are white or black, Chinese,
不管我们是白人、黑人或者是华人
that we were all living in darkness.
我们都在黑暗中生活。
And that we have no right to judge others.
我们没有去论断别人的权利。
And so right now, God is bringing.People from all nations to America.
现在上帝把全世界各个种族民族的人来呼召到美国来。
There are 350 different people groups living in U.S.
在美国有350种 50个民族生活在美国 350个民族
Many are in your neighborhood
很多人都在你们的 周围
In your workplace
在你工作的地方
In your children's school
在你孩子的学校
Next slide
下一张
And God wants us to love them
那上帝让我们要去 他要我们去爱这些人
And Micah tells us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God.
那先知弥迦叫让我们要行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心与我们的上帝同行。
Next slide.
下一页。
So let me share with you about this young man.
我各位来分享这位年轻人。
His name is Mahad.
他叫Mahad。
He was born in Somalia.
他出生在索马里。
He was a Muslim.
他是一位穆斯林。
He came to America when he was 5 years old.
他5岁的时候来到美国。
He got into trouble with drugs.
然后他开始吸毒, 他开始有麻烦。
And he started going into prison.
然后他就经常去进监狱。
And he began to hear about Jesus in the prison.
在监狱里边, 他开始听到福音, 听到耶稣。
He went to church a couple times as a teenager.
他是在年轻的时候, 他曾经去过教会, 有一两次。
But it didn't affect his heart.
但是他心里面没有改变。
But in prison,
但是在监狱里边,
he began to read the Bible.
他开始读圣经,
and he was confused.
他有点模糊, 他,
and he said, which is true?
他问他自己哪一样是正确的。
And one night he said to God,
有一天晚上他对上帝说,
he said, God, who is right?
上帝谁是对的?
Is it Muhammad?
是穆罕默德?
Is it the Quran?
是古兰经吗?
Or is it Jesus?
还是耶稣?
Do I follow the Bible?
我要遵从, 圣经的指示吗?
And he said, God spoke to him.
他说上帝对他说话。
He said, Mahad,
他说, Mahad,
get down on your knees
你跪下来,
and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
接受耶稣成为你的救主和主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
And so he got on his knees.
然后他就跪下来,
and he became a Christian.
他成为一位基督徒。
And then over the year,
然后一年以后,
he and I began to meet for Bible study in the prison.
他和我就在监狱的团契里边，我们开始查经。
And about a month ago,
一个月以后,
he was released.
然后他从监狱里边被放出来。
And I promised him when he came out of jail, I will take him to breakfast.
我承诺他，他从监狱出来以后，我会带他去吃早餐。
So we went to IHOP.
我们去了这个 IHOP.
And as we were eating pancake,
我们在吃这个煎饼的时候,
he said, oh, this is the first time I'm eating pancake for over a year.
他说这一年当中我第一次吃pancake。
And I also invited my friend to come.
我也请了一位朋友和我一起来。
Let's see, if we can go back to the other slide.
回去一页。
And this white man,
这位白人,
strong Christian,
他是一个也是很坚定的基督徒。
He's retired military.
他从军队里边退役。
And he started a house.
他开始了一个房子,
a discipleship house for young men.
一个专门去培训年轻人的一个训练之家。
And this white brother said, I will adopt this young man into my house.
这位弟兄说, 我要把这位, 年轻人来领养到我的家里。
I will become like a father to him.
我成为他的父亲。
And Mahad said this.
Mahad 说,
I never had family when I was growing up in America.
我在美国长大, 从来没有一个家庭。
Because he came alone as a little boy.
因为他5岁, 他一个人来到这个国家。
But now I found a family.
现在我找到我的家。
The next slide.
下一页。
And so in this picture, half of the men there are part of his house.
所以这张照片里边, 这里边有一半的, 人都是他的家, 一家人。
10 men live in this small house.
有10个男人住在这个家里。
They're all white.
他们都是白人。
Except for this one Somali Muslim man who became a Christian.
除了这一位Somali的穆斯林这位年轻人以外。
And I believe places like this need to happen here in America.
我相信像这样的地方，这样的事情要在美国要经常的发生。
Perhaps even here in Boston.
说不定就在波士顿地区。
That God may lead one of you.
上帝来带领你们当中的一位。
To open a place.
去打开你的家。
For Muslims who come to Christ.
让穆斯成为基督徒的穆斯林。
Who need discipleship.
需要这样的门训。
The day Mahad became a Christian.
穆哈成为基督徒那一天。
On Facebook.
在脸书上面
His family said you are no longer part of our family.
他家里人对公开的说你不再是我们家里的一员。
If you ever come to Somalia,
你要再回到索马里的话
we will kill you.
我们要杀了你。
So he has no family.
所以他没有家庭。
And he needs a family here on earth.
在地上他需要一个家。
Next slide.
下一页。
The centurion also submitted to Christ's authority.
这位百夫长他一样是顺服上耶稣的权柄。
The next slide.
下一页。
He said, "I'm a man of authority."
他说我是有权的。
And if I give a command,
如果我一个命令
，my soldiers will obey.
我下面的兵就来遵从我。
And he said to Jesus,
他对耶稣说
"You don't have to come to my house.
你不需要到我家来。
I'm not worthy."
我不配得。
But if you say the word,
但你说一句话
"My servant will be healed."
我的仆人就好了。
This man knew who Jesus was.
这位百夫长知道耶稣是谁。
That Jesus had authority over all things.
耶稣有权柄，有对世上一切都在他权柄之下。
Next slide.
下一页。
And this is what Jesus said.
耶稣也这样说。
As he was going up to heaven,
但是他升上天之前
he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
他说天上地下所有的权柄都归给我了。
And because of that,
因为这个
he can send us to the nations.
他可以把我们遣送到万国。
Next slide.
下一页。
So in our ESL ministry,
所以在我们英文课这个施工里面
this is our first class.
这是我们第一个课。
Next slide.
下一
And there was a couple from Iraq.
从伊拉克来的一对夫妇在这里。
The man, he grew up in America.
丈夫是在美国长大。
But he went back to Iraq for his wife.
然后他回到伊拉克去结婚，带了他的新娘。
So this wife, she didn't speak English that well.
这位太太英文讲得不好。
And they came to our ESL class.
所以她来到我们这个英文班。
And the man, he joined my class.
丈夫就到我的这个班来。
He was my best student.
他是我最好的学生。
He didn't need English classes.
他不需要上英文。
But he came just to stay with us.
他来就是要跟我们在一起。
His wife was in the beginner class.
但是他的太太就是在最低初级班。
And my wife was teaching her.
但我太太教他。
Next slide.
下一页。
One day, they said, "We need to have wedding reception."
有一天，他说我们要有婚礼，我们要有一个晚宴。
Because their friends and family could not go to Iraq for the wedding.
因为他们的亲友没办法去伊拉克来去参加这个婚礼。
And he came to me one day and asked Pastor James, "Can you come to our wedding reception?"
他有一天就对我来跟我说车牧师，你可不可以来到我的婚礼的晚宴
？And pray for the food.
来为我们的饭上饭。饭食来祝福。
So I told him I'm a Christian pastor.
他说我是一位我说我是基督徒的一个牧师。
You want me to come to a Muslim wedding reception to pray?
你要我去一个穆斯林的婚宴上面去为你们祷告。
And he said yes, please come.
他说对，请你来帮我们祷告。
Because I know what the Muslim priest will say.
因为我知道穆斯林的那位祭司他会说什么。
I like what you say.
我喜欢听你说的。
I see the marriage between you and your wife.
我看你和你太太的婚姻。
How you respect each other.
你们怎么尊敬彼此。
I want you to come and pray for my wedding.
我要你来到我的婚礼上为我做祷告。
So we go to the wedding reception.
所以我们去这个婚宴。
About 70 people.
大概有70个人。
They're all Kurdish Muslims.
他们都是库尔特人的穆斯林。
And if you know, the Kurdish Muslims are hated by other Muslims.
你们可能知道库尔特人的穆斯林是被其他的穆斯林所憎恨的。
All of them want to kill the Kurds.
所有其他的穆斯林都要杀害库尔特人。
And so before I prayed,
所以我在祷告之前
Next slide. I read one simple verse.
我只读了这一节经文。
Proverbs 18:22.
就是箴言18:22，得着贤妻的是得着好处，也是为了耶和华的恩典。
And I said, God has given you a gift to you.
我说上帝给了你们那么很好的礼物
wife,
是你的太太
and God gives good gifts,
上帝给的礼物都是好的
and your wife comes with lifetime warranty,
你太太是要有全一生的这样的保修
and God wants you to be married for life,
上帝要你们这一生一世
and heaven is not like Walmart,
天堂不是 Walmart
there is no exchange, no return
是不可以换货的。
God wants you to be married for life.
上帝要你们一生一世都结婚，都在一起。
And everyone in the room loved it.
每个人都会喜欢听这句话。
And then I pray for the food.
然后我就为饭食祝福。
And for blessing.
为祝福祷告。
And next slide.
下一页。
And let's skip this.
再下一页。
One more.
再一页。
And then later, 1 year later.
一年以后。
His brother invited me.
他的兄弟又邀请我。
On their 10th wedding anniversary.
那是他们的结婚十周年纪念。
And he said, Pastor James.
他说车牧师。
Can you pray for our wedding anniversary?
你可以给我们婚礼纪念日来祷告吗？
And so this time I prepared a 30-minute message.
所以这一次我有30分钟的讲道的信息。
And told the man and the wife to stay together.
And 就是指示丈夫和妻子在一起，永远在一起。
Because that's not a teaching in Islam.
因为这个不是伊斯兰教的教义。
But that's our teaching of our God.
这是我们上帝教导我们的。
Next slide. Few years after they got married.
他们结婚以后几年以后
they tried to have children.
他们一直想要一个孩子
Four times they had miscarriage.
他们有四次流产
So then one time they came to our Christmas banquet.
有一次我们圣诞节的晚餐的时候他们来到我们当中
And they told us we want to have a child.
他跟我们说他们想要一个孩子
So at the banquet we asked them to come to the front.
在晚宴的时候我们就邀请他走到前面来
And many Christians prayed for them.
很多基督徒为他们祷告
2 months later, she became pregnant.
两个月以后，她又怀孕。
And this time, they were able to have the child.
这次她孩子顺利的产出来。
So about a year ago, they brought their child to our big Easter banquet.
所以一年大概一年以前，他们把孩子带到我们复活节的晚宴上面。
And he's fat and dumpy.
长得很健壮。
Very healthy.
非常非常健康。
And this couple said, "You prayed. Christians prayed for us."
这一对年轻的夫妇说你们基督徒为我们祷告
And God blessed us with a child.
所以上帝就祝福我们给我们这个孩子
They both became Christians.
他们两个人都成为基督徒
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主
Your job and my job
你的工作我的工作
is to tell people about Jesus.
我们就是跟人分享耶稣
Teach them English.
来教他们英文
Serve them.
来服务他们
Pray for them.
为他们祷告
The God of the job of our Father.
我们上帝的工作
is to heal them,
是他来痊愈他们
provide for them,
他来医治他们他来供应他们
And so I want to ask you,
所以我要问各位
Would you love the nations that are right here?
你会爱来到美国的这些万国的人民吗
Because there's a reason
因为有个原因
that this church stands right here in Boston
这个教会今天在波士顿存在是有他的上帝的旨意
Let's close in prayer
让我们来祷告
Father, we are grateful.
天父，我们真是非常感激。
For your purposes in this church.
你在这个教会的旨意。
May this church love the nations right here.
愿这个教会能够爱万国在我们当中。
And may many come to faith in Christ.
愿不同的人在这里能够见到耶稣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.